I updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine outside this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows dip down to about 64. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow, highs level off around 92. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA has sharply raised its forecast for food inflation this year. The Economic Research Service now believes supermarket prices will be up 8.5% to 9.5% this year. In May, ERS had estimated grocery prices would rise by 7% to 8% in 2022. USDA forecasting double-digit increases this year for poultry, eggs, dairy, bakery products, and fats and oils. USDA says rapid increases in consumption of dairy products driving recent price increases at the store. Prices for dairy products rose 2.6% in May, expected to be up about 11% this year. Farm-level milk prices are forecast to be up as much as 33% this year over 2021. And yesterday, the Supreme Court of the U.S. denied an RCAF lawsuit against 13 state beef councils and the beef checkoff. According to the NCBA, the ruling effectively ends another RCAF attack on the beef checkoff and prevents the activist attorneys of public justice from further diverting checkoff and beef industry resources. CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Whittall, said for far too long they've allowed RCAF and their attorneys to divide the industry and draw attention away from important jobs of beef promotion and research. He said the Supreme Court's rejection of RCAF's petition confirms the beef checkoff and the overseers are adhering to the letter and spirit of the law that protect and guide producer investments into the program. NCBA intervened in the lawsuit in the early days, defending state beef councils from RCAF and their attorneys. Some say falsely attack state beef councils and cattlemen and cattlewomen who volunteer their time to support the industry as checkoff leaders. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Over the next few weeks, Kansans will hear much about abortion and the politics surrounding the divisive issue. Kansas is the first state with a referendum following Friday's Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe versus Wade. It will be the campaign to dominate state politics for the next month and a few days, with national eyes watching the outcome. In Kansas, the two main groups are Value Them Both, supporting the amendment, and Kansans for Constitutional Freedom, opposing the amendment. Even though August 2nd is a primary election, all registered voters, regardless of party affiliation, are able to cast a ballot for the amendment. The Topeka and Shawnee County American Medical Response Units is having a hard time finding paramedics. The team is short 5 paramedics locally, and the pool of available workers is pretty limited. Kansas state law requires paramedics to have an associate's degree at minimum before being permitted to practice. AMR has several rising employees in school, but the program takes 2 years to complete. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Hey, Wichita, Joe Conan here, general manager at Midwest Kia. I brought in some experts, my kids, to find out what people love about their Midwest Kia. Sawyer, what do you like best about Mom's Kia Telluride?
Probably the entertainment system, but it also has a lot of space for us, and I don't get car sick in the third row like a lot of other cars.
So, technology, space, and a great ride. I think you nailed it. Dad drives home a lot of Kias, right, Hayes? What's your favorite?
The EV6.
What do you like so much about the EV6, buddy?
It runs on electricity, which is good for the earth, and it looks really cool.
Sounds like good reasons to me. Gentry, who's your favorite person at Midwest Kia?
You, Gaggy.
Well, I like that answer. Kids, what do we tell our friends' parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
You heard it straight from the experts. There are tons of reasons to love your Midwest Kia. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
The city of Lawrence is offering new ways for residents and visitors to beat the heat this summer. The following locations will be open and operate as cooling sites every day through the rest of the summer. The locations will be open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 4. The locations are the Lawrence Community Building at 115 West 11th, Holcomb Park Rec Center, 2700 West 27th Street, and East Lawrence Recreational Center at 1245 East 15th Street. If the National Weather Service does issue a heat advisory, the Union Pacific Depot will be open from noon to 2 p.m. Everyone is welcome to use one of the sites. One of the most famous pilots in aviation history, born nearly 125 years ago in Atchison, Kansas, will have special recognition in the U.S. Capitol. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall confirmed plans 1 month out, July 27th, for a congressional statue dedication ceremony honoring Amelia Earhart. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Just hours after a judge sentences an ex-congressman from Nebraska for lying to federal agents, voters in his district are expected to elect a different conservative Republican to represent the GOP-dominated district. Former U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry will learn today in a Los Angeles courtroom whether he'll get prison time for misleading the FBI about $30,000 in illegal foreign contributions to his campaign. Two state lawmakers, Republican Mike Flood and Democrat Patty Pansing-Brooks, are running for the seat in the Eastern Nebraska District. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services and Douglas County Health Department have identified a Nebraska resident with a confirmed case of monkeypox. The patient is a male in his 30s with recent international travel. DHHS is working with DCHD and CDC to investigate potential exposures and will notify those individuals if any exposures are identified. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Did you get the grain in? American Implement is offering extended field support. Remember, if you're there, then we're there. Contact us today about our crop swap special. We'll swap out your concaves and set your combine so that you're ready to get the next season of grain in, wheat harvest. We can even come to your location. So just contact your service manager for details. Get the grain in from American Implement.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved a $2 per hour premium pay for hours worked during the COVID pandemic, April 1st of 2020 through March 31st, 2021, for any current employees who were employed during that period of time. The motion passed on a 2-to-1 vote, with Barb Kike for voting no, noting that her vote did not mean she didn't think employees deserved more pay, but that adjustments should be made to the pay scale to make it more fair. Kiefer wanted to wait a week on the premium pay vote until the American Rescue Plan fund expenditures list was more complete. The board further discussed the pros and cons of adjusting pay lines and understand the need to increase pay throughout the county to remain competitive in the job market. They will be reassessing the pay scale and likely making adjustments to go into effect on January 1st with the new budget year. The Marshall County Health Department reopened last week in the Landall-owned building at 1500 Center Street in Marysville. Adjusters have inspected storm damage at the 600 Broadway location and said a preliminary report will take approximately 10 days. Washington County Commissioners last week discussed the county fair and heard reports of recent improvements and changes at the fairgrounds, as well as budgeting proposed for the next year.
Discussion of roads included conversation regarding the width of gravel roads, with some concern heard that larger equipment has challenges navigating deeper ditches. Resealing options for hard surface roads were also discussed. No final decisions were made. Nemahal County Commissioners discussed the county employee wages, as well as the sick and vacation policy moving forward at last week's meeting. A train locomotive derailed near Beatrice early Friday afternoon. The Burlington Northern engine was retracked at Southwest 75th near West Hickory Road, north of Beatrice near Hogue at an industrial area. No injuries or other damage were reported. $50,000 bond was set in Nemahal County District Court for a Havensville man. 28-year-old Joseph Keene was taken into custody last week on a Nemahal County warrant for sexual exploitation of a child. A groundbreaking was held in Washington Monday on the Courthouse Square for the Mark Neutch Horse Soldier Monument. A Washington County native, he led a group of 12 men into Afghanistan on the first U.S. mission following the 9/11 attacks. In addition to the Horse Soldier Monument, a piece of the Twin Towers will be on permanent display at the site. Community meetings with updates on plans at the Nemahal Central Schools in Seneca are planned Tuesday at noon and again at 7 p.m. in the high school commons area. Information will be presented, and USD 115 school board members, administration and staff, and project designers will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on the upcoming bond issue. Changes were made after voters soundly rejected an initial proposal last fall. An auditorium, gymnasium, and multi-purpose athletic room were removed, with classroom additions revamped to enable a lower cost with additional space. The estimate for the project is just over $24 million for building furniture and equipment. Sophia Fuchs, age 100, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday at 2:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell in charge of arrangements for Sophia Fuchs. Audrey Louise Searcy, age 86, passed away June 21st. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family or great friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Louise Searcy. Leo A. Hazenkamp, age 8 months, of Washington, passed away June 22nd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Visitation Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Leo Hazenkamp. A graveside service for Joan Myers, age 85, of Centralia, who passed away 2 years ago, is planned Wednesday, June 29th, 2 p.m. at the Centralia City Cemetery, with the Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Joan Myers.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures starting to warm back up throughout the region with more sunshine, with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s throughout Missouri. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Missouri. Even warmer throughout Wednesday, more sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 90s throughout Iowa, the mid 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying clear over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the mid 60s and lower 70s 70s throughout Kansas and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late June, 89. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 67, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
Weather reports often include barometric pressure readings. What are they good for? A few barometer basics today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 28th, the 179th day of the year. Super Bowl veteran John Elway shares a birthday with actor and director Mel Brooks. Most of us have some vague notions of how a barometer can predict changes in the weather. Generally speaking, a rising barometer means fair weather, while falling pressure means an increasing chance of a storm. But other factors like rate of change, wind direction, and the season often modify those rules. We like to rely on wisdom from those whose weather-watching skills literally meant life or death, old-time seagoers. Here's one adage they lived by: if the barometer and thermometer both rise together, it's a very sure sign of coming fine weather. Another goes: when the glass falls low, prepare for a blow. When it rises high, let all your kites fly. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports: the Royals traded slugger Carlos Santana and nearly $4.3 million to the Seattle Mariners for right-handers Wyatt Mills and William Fleming yesterday, clearing the way for Kansas City to bring up hot prospect Vinny Pascantino. The 24-year-old was picked in the 11th round of the 2019 first-year player draft out of Old Dominion and was generally one of the Royals' overlooked prospects until the past couple of seasons. He was hitting .280 with 18 homers at Omaha and was among the AAA leaders in extra base hits, runs, homers, and slugging percentage. Former Kansas basketball coach Roy Williams and former NASCAR star Clint Boyer of Emporia are part of this fall's class of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. They'll be joined by former Kansas City Chiefs long snapper Kendall Gammon, Wichita State championship-winning bowling coach Gordon Vatican, and the state's winningest high school girls basketball coach Jesse Nelson of Olpe. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Just over a week after Dan Fitzgerald was hired as the new baseball coach at Kansas, he and his coaching staff are not wasting any time. Bo Brewer announced on his Twitter page that he committed to KU Sunday morning. Brewer hit .411 in 56 games, led the team in home runs and RBIs. Also, Brewer had 25 doubles last year, which was ninth in the nation. The Big 12 is targeting a talent agency executive to be its next conference commissioner. According to Sports Illustrated, Brett Yormark, the COO of Jay-Z's Roc Nation, is finalizing a deal to be the Big 12's next leader. Yormark has spent 3 years with Roc Nation and has an extensive resume working with various artists, athletes, leagues, teams, and brands. Hiring outside of the sports world is new, but it does follow a similar decision last year. The Pac-12 hired George Klyavkov, an MGM Resort sports and entertainment executive. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Single game tickets are on sale now starting at just $25. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Reflections in downtown Marysville invites you to their annual Keepsake Ornament Premiere event, July 19th through the 16th. Shop the newest and some never-before-seen ornaments and register for some great prizes. Don't forget to pre-order your ornaments early. Just imagine all the memories and fun moments you'll have after you stop by Reflections Keepsake Ornament Premiere event, July 19th through the 16th in beautiful downtown Marysville.
Marysville High School Bulldog Booster Club will host a benefit golf tournament Saturday, July 9th at the Marysville Country Club. 4-person scramble, $400 entry fee, includes a meal, gift, 2 mulligans per player. Registration at 8, shotgun start at 9. Info at bulldogboosters.club for registration, with additional information at bulldogboosters.club/golf. The Bulldog Boosters Golf Tournament, Saturday, July 9th at the Marysville Country Club.
Convert interesting stones into garden poetry that family and friends will enjoy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purchase or gather stones, weatherproof markers or paint, an environmentally friendly sealer. Then gather family and friends to start brainstorming the words, simple and complex, you want to include. Write or paint a single word on each stone and use a weatherproof sealer to help it last through weather extremes. Then locate a spot in the landscape where visitors can stop and arrange the stones in fun messages or thoughtful poetry. Consider adding a mailbox or decorative bin to house extra stones and markers. Let visitors know they can add their own words as needed. These new additions can be sealed as time allows or inspire you to permanently add these new words to your collection. Artists in the group can add flowers, insects, or other images to the mix for more visual expressions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
In 26 years of doing interviews for this show, John Davis may take the award for the most polite person I have ever interviewed. Sure, most people are nice, but John begins each one of his answers with, "Yes, sir." And when my wife came along for the interview, he took off his cowboy hat and nodded as she entered. It's that cowboy politeness that has perhaps set John's work apart from others. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Should you wear your expensive cowboy hat in the rain? John Davis says it's okay for his hats.
I don't put any powders or cosmetics on them, so they're not going to bleed on you when they get wet.
John is owner of Olympia Creek Hats in Fort Davis, Texas. Not only can his hats stand the rain, he suggests a man-made downpour in some cases.
I've had customers that want to shape their own hats but live elsewhere, and I'll just tell them to put it on, walk in the shower, and get it good and wet, and then they can shape it up themselves because they don't have a good quality steamer. And these quality hats require a little more than the old teapot on the stove.
John's hats begin at $500 and go up to $1,000 or more. So, who are his customers?
Most of the folks that build hats for work for a living. So, if they're out on the ranches or feed yards, and if these hats don't hold up, well, they won't come back.
In some cases, you may have to wait 6 months to a year to get a Olympia Creek hat.
I'm not going to expedite the process just to make more money. It just takes time, and I do it as quick as I can, but that's all I know to tell folks, you know.
So, what about adding more hat makers? Well, some have tried.
They come in and sure want to learn how to build a hat. They soon find out there's work involved. You know, it's not just a fun kind of an artsy thing. It's there is some work involved, and a lot of it's monotonous, too.
I asked John how styles are changing, and that's quite a story in itself. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Fort Davis, Texas. I'm Andrew McRae.
Hay fields are ready to cut. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Toxic weeds can easily take root, so be sure you know what you're baling to avoid poisoning your livestock as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Most weeds herds aren't palatable to livestock, and they'll avoid them in a pasture if there's adequate forage. However, if a toxic weed ends up in hay, the animals can't easily tell dried weeds from beneficial forage. Ingestion can make them sick or even cause death. Krishona Martinson is an equine specialist with the University of Minnesota. She says some weeds retain their toxicity when dry, others don't. Wild parsnip and poison hemlock are common toxic weeds, and there are dozens of others depending on where you live. Prevention is the key, so protect your animals with good forage management.
You are keeping track of that soil fertility. We are keeping track of the pH. You have a regular mowing or a regular grazing schedule and a pasture setting. You're not overgrazing. That sod, that turf, is quite competitive against weeds. And if you manage it well, you shouldn't have a huge weed problem.
Martinson suggests walking around your hayfield and scouting for weeds every time you cut. Know the soil conditions they thrive in and avoid those areas if you can.
A lot of these poisonous plants, with the exception of wild parsnip and hoary lissom, usually tend to like to be in a shaded or a bit of a wet area. And where that becomes a problem is during a drought year, when people start baling up sloughs or ditches or maybe other areas that would be too wet in a normal year and aren't normally a managed hayfield. That's when we see a lot of problems.
Symptoms of weed poisoning depends on the animal, the plant ingested, and how much was ingested. You might see salivation, excitement, or even death. Call your veterinarian if you suspect the animal has eaten a toxic plant. Find more tips for avoiding poisonous weeds and hay at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tenderly Don't freak out over predictions of food shortages, at least not yet. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Recent reports suggested that world wheat supplies were dangerously low and shortages were expected. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate for June, however, indicates a much calmer picture. Guy Allen with the International Grains Program at Kansas State University.
The markets really didn't respond too dramatically to it. World wheat production down just 1.5 million metric tons at 774 million metric tons. That's below last year's record crop of 779 million metric tons, but still a good number.
Allen says minor drops in wheat supplies are predicted for China and India. Australia, while down, is still strong.
They're expecting to have a very good year, quite a turnaround from the drought. So they're quite optimistic on wheat production there in Australia.
Russia is also expecting a near-record crop. Allen does, however, suggest we stay conservative.
We've got good production, but we also have very strong demand. And we've seen wheat stocks tighten up enough that, as I've said for some time now, we can't afford to price wheat into that feed ration. It's going to stay at a good premium to corn and other feed grains. And I continue to think corn's going to be the big driver on that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
All new for 22, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. They have a Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive and a pair of Chevy Trailblazers starting under $30,000 new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, just last week, Congressman Dan Newhouse officially introduced an amendment to the Agriculture, Rural Development, and Food and Drug Administration and related agencies for the fiscal year of 2023 appropriations bill. The amendment prohibits the purchase of agricultural land in the U.S. by companies owned in full or in part by the People's Republic of China, Russia, North Korea, or Iran.
China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea are not our allies. These authoritative regimes continue provoking nations worldwide.
The Republican congressman's amendment is very similar to a recent proposal approved in committee by a voice vote, but was greatly altered when the vote came to the full House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. The 2018 ERS report found that Chinese investment in U.S. farm sector has grown tenfold over the past decade, which has been a cause for concern for some. Back in 1978, federal law known as the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act required foreign entities to report transactions of farmlands to the FSA. The data covers 1900 through 2016, and Newhouse noted that six states, including Hawaii, Iowa, Minnesota, Mississippi, North Dakota, and Oklahoma, have laws banning foreign ownership of farmlands altogether. But he pointed out restrictions on Chinese land ownership can be circumvented by Chinese investors that are buying up large U.S. corporations that already own agricultural land.
More needs to be done to ensure the U.S. food supply chain is secure and independent. The U.S. cannot become dependent on our adversaries for our domestic food supply.
The amendment that was proposed by Congressman Dan Newhouse from the great state of Washington was unanimously adopted by voice vote. According to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as of the year 2019, the USDA says that foreign ownership of U.S. acres of farmland has exceeded near 35.2 million acres, a near 60% increase from the prior decade. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
It's a great day to be a Wildcat!
Yeah! Wildcat fans, it's Tang time for K-State men's basketball.
I was always blown away by the fans and the energy.
Save your seats in the Octagon of Doom with season tickets starting at just $199. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS.
E-ma! I get goosebumps when I say it.
Go!
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A series of roundtables regarding the Waters of the U.S. rule concludes this week. Michael Clements with more on the next step for the rulemaking process.
The Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers conclude a series of roundtables this week gathering stakeholder thoughts on changing the Waters of the U.S. rule. Courtney Briggs, American Farm Bureau Federation, Senior Director of Government Affairs, says the goal of these events was to find regional differences.
The roundtables are wrapping up this week. There are 10 in total, and the point of these roundtables is to talk about the regional differences as it pertains to WOTUS, because WOTUS plays out very differently based on what region of the country you're in.
Briggs says, however, the discussions won't be considered in the rulemaking process.
There's been some roundtables that have been very well balanced and have brought different perspectives to the table to talk about regional differences, but there certainly have been some that have been very one-sided, and those have been concerning because they have failed to bring to the table a mainstream agricultural representative. But one of the biggest concerns is the agencies have stated that they are not going to use these roundtables as part of the regulatory process, and it really begs the question, what is the point of these roundtables?
Briggs says the rulemaking process continues, but the Supreme Court will weigh in soon.
We expect that the agencies will release a finalized rule at some point this calendar year, but all attention is now turning to the Supreme Court. They have announced that they will hear oral arguments in Sackett versus the EPA on October 3rd. So that will be the first case that they will hear next session, and that case has the potential to provide a lot of clarity and certainty for the regulated community.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Hay fields are extremely dry in many parts of the country, which could lead to machinery fires. Stay tuned for tips on preventing baler fires on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
hefty work. Equipment can get overheated too, and a spark from the baler could quickly ignite the machine and the entire hayfield, leaving you little time to react. There are things you can do to minimize the fire potential. Kent McGuire is an Ag Safety and Health Coordinator at The Ohio State University. He says the main thing is to keep the machine well maintained.
Always lubricate sprockets, bearings, and chains. Inspect those frictional wear points on the equipment because they can generate heat, and inspect or replace worn bearings. Worn bearings can generate quite a bit of heat during operation. You can repair and clean up any fuel or hydraulic leaks. Make sure the equipment is clean and take time to blow off dust, leaves, and dry stems.
Also make sure that all the guards and shields are in place. Not only are they a safety precaution, they can prevent the accumulation of combustible dust close to machine parts that may produce heat. While you're baling hay, periodically stop and check to make sure nothing is overheating.
Especially with frictional areas or where a bearing is going out, that it may get hot enough where you may see the metal itself start to get red. You can use a laser thermometer to check heat sources on the equipment to check for potential hot spots.
Always have a fully charged cell phone and ABC fire extinguisher on the tractor, and know where you are in case you need to give directions to the fire department. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for baler fire prevention at agriculture.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Markets getting ready to wrap up here in just a little bit. Been pretty consistent on the board, though, as we still see grains mostly higher right now. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all up on the day. Livestock started off mostly kind of mixed, and we're still seeing it mostly lower, but mixed on the board right now. We'll see how we close later. In the corn market, though, they've continued to slowly climb its way upward. July corn sitting at 14 and a half cents right now at 758 and three quarters. September corn is up 8.5 cents at 669 and a half. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's up 4.25 cents on the day to 977 even a bushel. September's up 5 cents at 984 and a quarter. Soybean market today, a little bit higher here. They saw near 35-cent gains a while ago. They slowed down just a little bit, but still positive nonetheless. July soybeans are up 28 and 3 quarters to 16.59. August soybeans are up 26 and a half cents to 15.56. In the meal market, July soybean meals up $11 on today to 4.53 and 70 cents. August up by 5.5 right now to 4.20 and 10 cents. And the bean oil is up $1.20, sitting at 72 and 2 pennies. Cotton market right now still kind of mixed on the board. July cotton's up 265 on the day to 103 even. October is down $1.06 at 102 and 9 cents. And the oats market is up 12 cents on the day to 631 even a bushel. Real quick in the livestock market right now, kind of mixed but mostly lower on the day, is live cattle for June still up slightly by 37 cents now at 136.62. August live cattle is down 52 cents at 132.95. Feeder cattle market mostly lower here, as August is down $1.67 at 172.45, and the lean hogs are in the red 30 cents at 109.87. U.S. dollar index today a little bit higher here. September index is up 60 cents at 104.28. The 30-year bonds down slightly at 135.70, and 10-year notes in the red just a bit, sitting at 116.24.
Grilling season is upon us, and at Yoder Meats, we know that folks like to celebrate July 4th with a backyard barbecue. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
Those producing alfalfa this year may be embarking on their second cutting. And with that in mind, K-State field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth reminds producers of the potentially damaging pest, the potato leafhopper.
This time of year is when the potato leafhoppers migrate into the state right at or just before the second cutting of the alfalfa. And that's what they're doing right now, at least around the central part of the state, north central Kansas. They're very small. They are very cryptically colored, which means they are colored a lot like the alfalfa. So a lot of times folks don't recognize that they're here yet. The nice thing about it is right now throughout the north central part of the state, at least for the last 4 or 5 days, they're very busy cutting alfalfa or swathing alfalfa. Now, as the potato leafhopper adults deposit eggs in the stems, those eggs then will be removed with the cutting of the alfalfa or the swathing. And that's one of the ways that we recommend getting rid of potato leafhopper populations. That way you get rid of them before the eggs hatch.
Whitworth goes on to describe what hopper burn looks like when potato leafhoppers are present.
Adults, and primarily the nymphs, they will pierce the leaves or the stems of the plant, and they will suck the juice out of the plant. Now, if it's not stressed already, it's going to be fighting heat and drought stress. And as these insects become more plentiful, they're going to be competing with those plants for that moisture because they're going to be sucking the juice out of the plant. As they do that, they're introducing a toxin to the plant, and that will cause the leaf to turn a yellow, and we typically call that hopper burn. It starts from the end of the leaf, and if the feeding continues, it'll move down the leaf. And if you couple that toxin with the removal of the plant's juice and heat and lack of moisture, that can really slow down the plant's ability to regrowth, and therefore it can delay the third or the fourth cutting.
Whitworth ends with advice on how easily these pests can be managed.
They're really easy to treat, though we put out a lot of different trials to look at different insecticides. All the ones that we used controlled the potato leafhopper at the lowest rate possible. So if you do decide you want to put out a stubble treatment, if the potato leafhoppers seem like they're holding back the regrowth to your alfalfa, you can go to the management guides for 2022 for alfalfa, and you can look up the insecticides that are actually registered for use against potato leafhoppers. Generally, we don't recommend treating for potato leafhoppers. If you can, just swath and remove them, and that will take care of it.
That was K-State field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth covering potato leafhoppers and alfalfa.
Thank you.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.